Lindy Telford, intuitive well-being coach and teacher. Most of you will know me through my business and social media as Soul Self Mastery. I'm the founder of the Hormone Balance Chakra Course, and I coach women back to wholeness, giving them step-by-step tools and techniques that helps them connect with her, H-E-R, that feminine energy that will allow you to heal, elevate and rebalance. I hope you enjoy the Honey Temple, allowing you to be your own damn. Hello and welcome to this episode for May 2023, where I take a look at the energies and what we can expect in the month of May. Back after the intro. Welcome back to my channel. I am trying to record on two devices here because I haven't done a podcast episode in a little while, so I thought some people do prefer just an audio version rather than a video. So, hello, I've been away just at Easter and with the kids and working with my clients, so it's all been a wee bit hectic. So I wanted to pop on and take a look at the energy for May 2023, so the fifth month of the year. And I have some cards here and I have no idea, so I just thought I'm just going to dive in. I'm recording this a week before the 1st of May. So it's been an intense few months. Started 2023, it feels like it is all dying down and integrating and all of that. So we have just come out of we're in the middle. So Easter energies, Easter portal I call it, was quite powerful energy, as it always is. It is all about death and rebirth, and it's the falling away of whatever is not serving us to make room for the new to be born. And May feels like a very powerful fire month because we start off and we kick off May with the energy of Beltane. And Beltane is it's a pagan earth celebratory festival. And it takes place around May Day, the 1st of May. Some people do celebrate it on the 31st. I love the 1st. And it's where the May Queen and the Green Man, which are these two masculine and feminine aspects of the self, marry together. And that is what can then be happening or being mirrored in your own life. And what you can sometimes be shown then is imbalanced masculine and feminine energies that are showing up to bring them into balance, to get them to work together. So we have been brought up in a very patriarchal society with our schooling system, with our government, medical, church, all of that, a very top down and very masculine, but not a divine masculine, a distorted, imbalanced masculine, I like to call it. So what I have found, definitely as I've worked with an awful lot more men in 2023, is it's definitely the year where the year for the masculine to heal, to rise, for the masculine and feminine to work together. And you can sometimes find that you will have difficulties in relationships with your partner as they're healing, as stuff are coming up and maybe don't understand it. So, the masculine and the feminine will heal in different ways, and it's just about honouring that. So I feel like that is very, very relevant for me because of Beltane, and I'll talk about Beltane a little bit later. So I'm just going to pull some cards and just go straight into this. So I'm just going to ask for the energy, just for a supportive ascended master energy for the month of May. And I usually pick two or three cards, so I'm actually just gonna, I'm gonna stick with one, but do I ever do that? So we have the energy of Ganesh, and it's funny because what I was hearing was the number five is actually connected to abundance, which I didn't say. And we have here Ganesh, which helps to remove obstacles to bring abundance to us. Now that can be abundance by way of, monetary, love, health, vitality, whatever abundance you're calling in, whatever you're manifesting. Steps are being made and obstacles will be cleared in May. I'm hearing infinite abundance, obstacles are being removed, spiritual support and connections are increasing. And so Ganesh is this beautiful elephant energy, which is really connected to the mother. And funny, I'm seeing here Mother Mary is coming in, and she came into my session this morning there, and with a lovely divine masculine, just really supportive, holding a space. And it's really, really important that you you mother yourself during May, and you be that supportive energy for others that are maybe going through, you know, ascension stuff. Maybe if you've been through it, do you support others? And I love what it says in this card. It says, let go of the need to be right. And that is very, very important as we are coming in to May with relationships, you know, because everybody is on their own path. No matter how close you are to them and how much you want to help them, choose peace, mother healing as possible at this time. What that means is, you know, I feel very much for the masculine, there is some mother healing that's needed to be done. That's what I'm hearing with this card. And then we have the beautiful pink rose for the heart. Okay, so yeah, let's then pick an animal card. I will pop the name of the oracle decks below in the show notes on the podcast. If you do like to watch the audio, my podcast is called The Honey Temple, if you're watching this on YouTube. Let's have a wee look. So we have the beaver. Funny, this came up for me when I was creating my own altar. Therefore, Beltane, an altar is like where you just create a space. It's a bit like a 3D mood board. So where you you would have maybe a shelf in your house, or I have a little just a little wooden Merkaba bar, star shaped, like a wooden plate. And then I add energies to it that I'm calling in, maybe that I want to heal. Funny, I've just found a photograph of my inner child. That just came out of nowhere, so she wants to go on there, but again, I'm not quite sure. I sort of have a rough idea how or what's going on with her, but I'm just letting it all play out. So we have the beaver, and the beaver is connected to work, which is connected to purpose. So that would make sense if we're talking about abundance in May. And I know, and funny, one of my clients just sent me a message there today about she was watching the life purpose. I've done a what is your life purpose reading. It's like a pick a card reading, and it's on my YouTube channel. So it's just interesting that she sent that, because I've recorded that probably about a month ago, and she's just sent that to me now. So I feel that's very relevant for people. Many people are, you know, questioning, you know, how they spend their time. They're questioning what they put their energy into. They're wanting to find balance, love, you know, they're wanting to find an easier way and just write. And one of the things, you know, I've changed my career. I used to work in marketing. I used to work for an alcoholic drinks company. I used to work in sales. It was all very hectic, very stressful. I did enjoy it at the time. But I also, you know, I wasn't doing what truly lit me up. You know, I didn't even know myself then to even know what that was. And that's why a lot of the times we do the internal work, so that we can show up as our true authentic self, so that we can then do what lights us up, and it won't feel like work. You won't feel like this beaver. Beavers, you know, they work hard. And it doesn't mean that when you are working on your life purpose or doing what you love, you know, that it's easy, that you don't work hard. There's still a level of effort and work required and responsibility, I'm hearing. But it flows, and it doesn't feel like work, and you have a beautiful work-life balance. So if that is something that you are looking at or wanting more information on, you know, check out my pick a card reading video. I'll pop it below. And Bonnie, I am helping an awful lot of people with this at the minute. I have different coaching groups set up, helping them to create their own business, helping them to know what that is. They're all at different stages in life. And because I have been there and I know how difficult that is, and it's very much unpicking the old way, the way we're brought up in school, choosing, you know, what you're meant to be doing, and really coming from a balanced masculine and feminine way, not like an imbalanced masculine and feminine of pushing, of just following the materialistic side of things, of, you know, being aggressive to get things done, that sort of thing. And I feel like we need another animal card as well. Love it. So we have Ganesh again. So we have the elephant, we have Ganesh, and it's leadership. So for many, we're being asked to, and maybe purpose isn't coming up for you and me, but maybe being, that's why I felt I needed another energy. So maybe being the leader of your own life, and being that creator and stepping into, when you become the leader of your own life, you're stepping into your divine masculine. So as much as there's many divine masculine energy, you know, in males are healing in 2023, it is also coming up for healing in females so that they can take back their power, is what I'm hearing. Okay. And it's funny that I am wearing like a leather jacket today, which is very masculine. So that makes a lot of sense. As to why I am. So let's have a wee look at these cards. So we're going to have a look at this. We'll have a look at the Lightseer's Tarot. And we're just going to ask, what is the general energy for May? And how we can help navigate through it. Okay. So we have the Nine of Wands. And the Nine of Wands is, it's a depiction of, or an image for anybody just listening. It's a girl that looks like she's been through the wars. She has, you know, really been on a journey. And she looks like she's at the end of her tether, but she still has a lot of life left in her. And she is holding one wand. So this is where many people might be feeling like giving up. So you might have been manifesting and working on yourself and, you know, trying to do the best you can, you know, with the tools you've been given, with the life. And you might feel like you're at the end of your tether. You might feel like, what is the point? Like, I honestly, this is just so difficult and I feel like I'm getting nowhere. And what I'm hearing is, don't give up at the last hurdle. And what I always hear whenever I get like this is I hear it's breakdown to breakthrough. So for many, you might be feeling this and you have one wand left. The wand is the fire energy and that's all you need. You don't need the nine of them, and nine is ending. So what I'm hearing is to move forward in your life, and the next card is about moving forward, and I'll show you that in a minute. There is some stuff you need to let go of because there is no room for the new to come in. And as a society, we hold on for dear life. Like, we've been brought up to not give up on things. Like, we hold on. I am like one of those people. I get it. And I'm still holding on to the end. You know, because change is not easy. You don't know anybody that loves change as much as it's good, and we can call it in. And when you are calling in abundance and manifesting, you're connecting with the energy of change. But we forget that it requires change. It requires a period of adjustment. It requires integration. It requires the letting go to allow the new to come in. So it feels like, you know, we're in this doorway, this eclipse doorway at the minute. And the eclipse doorway opened last, in the 20th of April. And that was a solar eclipse in new moon in Aries. And Aries is obviously a fire sign. Aries is a very fiery sign. If you know Aries, my daughter is Aries. You know what they want. They're quite strong. They can feel, I don't mean that they can be cool, but they just have really good boundaries. You know, they're just like, this is what I want and this is how I'll get it, which is brilliant. Very divine masculine. So I feel like we all need to access our inner Aries energy. And this is an eclipse doorway that is opened for 2 weeks. Obviously, there's no point in listening to this or watching to this, you know, at the end of May. but hopefully anybody that's called will listen to this as soon as I've recorded it, which is why I'm putting it up a week before. And we have around the 5th of May, 4th, 5th of May, depending where you are in the world. We have a full moon. I think it's in Scorpio, full moon lunar eclipse, which is the moon, solar is the sun. Solar is masculine, lunar is feminine. And this is a doorway. So we're in this doorway at the minute. A quite powerful doorway, a gateway, a portal, whatever you want to call it. And how you think, what you're letting go of, what you're... Like, it's a very potent time to work on stuff. It's a brilliant opportunity, actually. But it could feel quite intense. I've been working on a lot of stuff for the past probably 8 months. So for me, it doesn't feel as intense because I've been working on that. So for some of you that have been working quite intensely and have felt it quite you know, really difficult. You know, it might feel a bit lighter. For me, it does. For others, you know, it can feel quite intense at this time, which is why I'm doing this video, just to help to let you know you're not going mad. And, you know, so you've got one wand left, okay? And it's wands are fire. Fire is action. Fire is the masculine. Beltane is a fire festival. It helps to ignite that fire within. And Beltane is connected to the divine feminine and masculine energies of Beltane. And Bel is connected to the energy of change, okay? The bells of change. And also you shine in light and igniting that fire within. As I said, it's the marrying of the masculine and the feminine. So that they work together in harmony, so that it's not just the feminine working without the masculine, or the masculine working without the feminine. It will not work. That, you know, that will not work. And one of the things I would encourage you to do is, if you haven't got a birth chart done, you can get a free birth chart reading done on cafeastrology.com. And I would encourage you to go into your chart, if you know the time you're born, and look at your Venus energy and your Mars energy. So your Venus is your feminine and your Mars is your masculine. And that will help you understand a lot of yourself and what's coming up at the minute, okay? For example, my Venus is in Cancer. So I'm a Leo with, you know, my Sun is in Leo, my Moon is in Virgo. So I'm very much both of those. But when I understood that my feminine energy was in Cancer, oh, that made so much sense to me, because I really relate to Cancer, and I thought it was because I was born in August and it's close to July. I'm such a home person. As much as I love to go out and about, and I love a good old party and a good old dance and socialising, oh my goodness, I go into my shell. Like, I need to be on my own. I love sitting in the house with my kids, you know, with my partner, having some wine. You know, I love the family and I love the home. The home is so important. But so that's my feminine. So she's happy when I do that and she feels safe. My masculine energy, therefore, is in Gemini. And like, I actually don't even know Gemini energy very much, so I had to go and look this up. Gemini gets boardies, like, oh my God, that's me. Gemini is the communicator. Yep, that's me. I need to talk things through. So I get really frustrated when, you know, if I'm in relationships with people and they don't talk. And I understand that I can't, you know, you can't make people talk. That's the way you are. But if you can understand who you are, then you can talk stuff through with yourself, you know. You can understand if you get bored easily that I need to have things in my diary. And you know, my masculine energy, your masculine energy is also your work, is your career. So when I understood this, it made sense to me why I've changed my business a few times, why I changed the services a lot. It evolves with me. I'm also connected. My soul originates from Pleiades, okay? So we all originate from a star solar system. And when you understand this, this is what I do in the Akashic Records. I identify, you know, your soul's origin, helps you understand who you are better. So Pleiades energy is all, they find change easy, okay, easier. And they are here to, they work with the chakras, so hence why I do as well. So when I understood this, I was like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. When you understand yourself better, you don't question things, you don't feel down for being this, for that, you don't compare yourself as much to others. So I would encourage you to start exploring that, start looking at that, start reflecting, okay? Especially at this time of Beltane. The second energy we have for May is the Ten of Cups. That is dreams coming true. That is union. You know, with a partner, if things have been difficult or stale, if you're calling in love, you know, at this time, then dreams are coming true. There is a possibility. But it's very important, if one of the things that you're trying to attract or manifest is love, you can only love another or call it into the level that you love yourself. So it's really important to work on your own self-care. And I love how this This card is connected to the rainbow and connected to the chakras. So understanding the chakra system, understanding, you know, your physical and your mental body, as well as your emotional and spiritual. So that's why I talk about the chakras and the hormones, about understanding both. And both of that is masculine and feminine. Okay, so you're, and funny, I have, the Hormone Balance course has got 33% off until the end of April, which is this Sunday. And that's like, it's, I think it's £50 off. And I launched that around Easter because the number 33 is connected to Christ consciousness. So it's a fabulous course that takes you through all of this in your own time. There's over 20 hours of content. You know, there is week one is creating space. There's meditations or activations. Week two, you look at the base chakra. Week three, you look at the sacral chakra. Week four, solar, and so on and so forth. And every week there is a meditation, activation, a healing. There is a yoga flow movement exercise. It's about 30 minutes. There is journaling, and there is like a food plan. And then in the appendix, there is different trigger meditations, inner child meditations, things like that. So it's really, really powerful. The feedback has been unreal for people that have worked their way through that. Some have done it in 8 weeks. Some have took a year to do it. Some have dipped in and out of it. And I offer monthly support calls, which is free coaching. You know, forever, you know, you just buy it once. So I would encourage you to start to look at that, because whether with me or with somebody else, because a free book, actually, if you wanted something not free but something, you know, a bit cheaper depending on budget at the minute, is, where is that book? Sorry, hold on. This is a really good book, because I know times are difficult at the minute. It's called Trust Your Truth by Shannon Allegos. So that, I'll post that in the comments, and that's a really good one to help you understand and to explore and heal the chakras. Okay. The way I have designed it, so I talk about, we have four bodies. We have our physical, we have our mental, we have our emotional, and our spiritual. And it's broken down between masculine and feminine, because the emotional and the spiritual are feminine. The feminine body, that's your energy body, that's your chakras. And then you have the masculine, which is your physical body, which is your hormone glands and your mental mind. Okay. And the way I break it down is, you know, how you access each of those is, you know, sort of through food for your physical body, obviously physical exercise, and then journaling with the mental body. For the spiritual body would be healing, meditation. And the same with the emotional body, the healing and meditation, and then the yoga just flows into all of it. Okay, so it's just super powerful. So let's ask for what challenges, a card to show what challenges could come up in May for us. May 2023, what super challenges could come up in May for everybody watching and listening. I have two cards here. Yeah, they don't look much like challenges, but we have the King of Wands here. And I love that, because that's, we've just had the Nine of Wands. So this is you stepping into your divine masculine. So it could be a challenge stepping into your divine masculine, because our masculine selves is boundaries. Our masculine selves is self-confidence, is self-assurance, is speaking our truth, is... many of us struggle to do that, particularly women, because in previous lifetimes or in the past, you know, we would have been punished for speaking our truth, for stepping into our masculine. You know, masculine energy is very, it's very black and white. So some people can, it can come across as blunt. This happened to me today. I just, you know, I was feeling really in my masculine, and I said something to somebody and they just thought I meant it a different way, and I so didn't. You know, it can have like a dry wit. A lot of that times I'm able to understand that that's the other person had a trigger, you know, and not then carry that energy, because that's why many of us will carry other people's energies, because there's an active vibration in us. It needs to heal that too. Okay, so really stepping into this divine masculine, knowing who you are, knowing your worth, you know, speaking your truth, setting and maintaining graceful boundaries. And that's all in your solar plexus as well. If we're talking about the solar energy, the fire, you know, that is the solar plexus is just this area here between the belly button. And that is connected to your inner child and your inner warrior as well. Okay. So, yeah, feels very powerful. And then we have the energy of the lion. which is courage as well. So it feels like stepping out of comfort zone is going to be required a lot for people here. And then we have the Four of Wands. And the Four of Wands is a card of celebration. It's a card of fun. So what I'm hearing is to get out, move that body, shake that booty. You know, there might be weddings on in May. You might be asked to go to parties or celebrations. You know, I was asked to go to one there recently, and I was like, yes. And then I was like, I don't know, because my feminine and my masculine were fighting with each other. And then I'm so glad I went, you know, because we need to just, we can't be like doing all of this inner work and working all the time and then having no fun. So the challenge could be, you know, have some more fun, you know, put some time in, go and dance and listen to music and be more lighthearted is what I'm hearing also. Okay. And then let's ask for an action card for May. So we have, this is like a building card. Okay. And it's the Eight of Pentacles. The Three of Pentacles actually. And it shows the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And the divine feminine is creating and weaving the wool and the fabric. And then we have the inner child in the middle. And they're all working together in harmony. So this is about working with your masculine energy, your feminine energy, and bringing in your inner child. Okay. And working together in harmony. And, you know, I would talk about this. This is essentially your maiden mother crone energy in females. And the same in, you know, in the masculine as well, you know. So you've got, you know, your father and your sage energy and your warrior energy, as well as, you know, your page energy, your inner child. And one of the things we must be aware of here, we have the Two of Swords. And this is a depiction of a girl that's blindfolded. And there's different crows pecking at her. And I was helping one of my mentor students yesterday with this. She had a dream that this had happened. And the crows represent, swords are the mind, you see. So this is like your mind and your thoughts taking over, because they, and essentially it is your inner child wants you to be safe. So you're trying to work out where you're going. We're all walking into the unknown. You can't control it. You can't know. And if you control it too much, you will miss out on something really good. So you can't see what's ahead. Many of us are not being shown what's ahead, and that is really intense and stressful for some of us. So really try and step into this beautiful place of surrender and flow. Okay, so let's have, I'm going to just pull a couple of cards from this is a small deck. It's just like one word, just to see the energies. I'll ask for three for May, for everybody watching. Okay. So we have the energy of forgiveness. And that is forgiving yourself first and foremost, and forgiving others. So it could be forgiven, you know, in relationships, whether with parents, with siblings, with partners. You know, we do say things in the heat of the moment that we don't mean. So it's about, you know, owning it, apologizing, you know, sending lovely healing energy to that person. Because it doesn't serve you to hold it, you know. Everybody is just doing the best that they can in the moment with the tools that they've been given. And nobody intentionally means to hurt another person. They're hurt people, hurt people. So forgiveness feels very important at this time, and do what you need to do to work on that. And if you can't forgive, you don't always need to forgive, because some things that have been done that are not okay and not acceptable, depending on what's gone on. So you can accept that it's happened to heal. Okay. And then we have the word fulfillment. So this is you filling up your own cup. You know, this is the Ten of Cups, filling up your own cup. With what you love, not what anybody else loves. So that's about you knowing yourself. And when you know yourself, then you know what you need and you don't need. and what's going to fill you up. So fulfillment. Many of us will do this, you know, in a very unbalanced way, you know, and that's why we'll do this with shopping, we'll do this with alcohol, we'll do this with chocolate, with food. Okay, we'll do this with self-sabotage and behavior, you know. So, you know, healthy fulfillment. When you fill that part of you up, then things really start to change around, you know, your healthy habits start to get formed. And then remembrance. This is like, I was talking about this, you know, with another client this week. You know, he wants to learn. I'm doing a course, like a mentorship course on the 8 turnings of the wheel. And I've run this, you know, this is the fourth group I've run it with over the last couple of years. It's really, really powerful. It's a year long mentorship. And the old part of us can want to step in and, you know, with a learning, I want to learn this and learn this and I want this and I want that. And what I've said here is the activations help you remember. It's activating something within you to help you remember who you were, what you love, what you did in past lifetimes, what you're here, whatever. Okay, so, you know, remembrance is important, and that's why we find a stillness, that's why we meditate, that's why we do slow down to remember who we are. Okay, and then when you know who you are, that's how you set really healthy, graceful boundaries. And you don't get triggered, like I didn't get triggered today, me would have got defensive, you know. So let's ask for, I'll do this, 3 more cards from this Archangel Metatron tarot. So what can we do to get through May, please? As a collective, what can we do to get through May? 3 cards, please. There's 1, 2, 3. Of course, 4 is going to come out. Oh, let's do 5. It is the 5th month after all. Okay, let's have a wee look at this. And I need to hurry up because my soup is going to overflow. I've got it cooking. And that's quite important, actually, to look at diet. Okay. I walked into the shop and was like, will I have a wee wrap? I was like, no, you've got vegetable soup. Go home and have that and make that and nurture yourself, that mothering energy. Make some. And I've been really stopping. We all have stuff to do. We're all busy. But we need to stop and nurture ourselves with some diet, with good diet, exercise, making some stuff. Okay. Spending time with those we love. Balance. Just as I say, the first card is the card of family, circle of life. This is why we do what we do. This is our highest value. We work to spend time to give to our family. So make sure you do. Make sure you're present with them in May. And you will feel that fulfillment. And I'm seeing the word forgiveness. And forgive the part of you that maybe hasn't been present in the past. You know, we have 2 bank holidays in May. Take that time off and spend it with and do something. And if you're tired, you know, you don't, you know, the kids just want you happy. You don't need to run around and do lots of stuff with them. Okay, a balance. What do they want to do? What do you want to do? And how can you compromise so that you're not going back to work knackered? Yep, there we go. There's the card of healing. Pause to receive. Okay, and it's got all the chakras. Look. And again, obviously, I've mentioned the course. I've mentioned the book. You can also just literally go onto YouTube and you can Google 15-minute chakra balance meditation if that's all you have. 5-minute chakra balance meditation if that's all the time you have. 30-minute. Okay, there's lovely stuff on there. There's also a great guy called Steve Noble. His meditations are fabulous. Really, really fabulous on YouTube. And there's so many of them, you know, to choose from. So pause to receive in May to allow the downloads, the healing energy to come in, to allow all the chakras to rebalance. And then we have the card of dimensional gateway. So I'm hearing the 5-5 gateway, actually, which is next Friday, 5th of the 5th. So I'm just wondering what that adds up to numerology. So 5 and 5 are 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and number 8. Okay, so that day is a number 8, which is about balance, which is about kundalini energy, you know, which is the infinity symbol, which is the masculine and feminine. Okay, the snake shedding an old skin. So some people might get sick in May as they shed an old skin. As you're walking through this doorway, it's an invitation towards the light. And it is, it's number 33, hence why I have this Christ consciousness energy. That's why I have the wee offer on, okay. So are you ready to step out of the old, step out of the past, You know, we don't need to go, you know, the old way of healing and working on stuff, it did take us a bit of time. It took me years. See, when I'm working with people now, oh my goodness. You know, I always say to people, do a minimum of 3 one-to-one sessions and the difference. And then I give them the tools to do it themselves. You know, they still dip in and out. They come back when they need it. I'm there for them. We maybe go into groups or we do the course. But it's all about empowerment. It's all about you being your own healer. You stepping into the light, stepping into this doorway. And that's available in me. But making sure, so we have the card of Mother Earth. And making sure that you are grounded. Okay, connecting with the energy of the earth, planting new seeds. And then we have the card of priorities, which is a beautiful chakra balance pyramid with big angel wings. So building blocks for life. So that's the basics. Go back down through the basics. You know, I said this to a guy today who's just struggling, you know, with diet and stuff. And I says, keep it simple. Just drink loads of water. Make sure you get outside every day. And I want you to do cold water dipping because he's got a lot of inflammation in his body. Okay, so you don't have to don't start any big major plans because you'll just not be able to stick with them and you'll feel so bad about yourself and you'll need to work on that forgiveness. Okay, so the basics, the building blocks of life, go back to those. And there is the card at the bottom, which is the inner child, fully stepping into your authentic self. And anybody that, you know, doesn't like your authentic self, doesn't get it, doesn't understand it, that is okay. Let them fall away. Let them find another tribe. No harm done. You know, many of us, as we start out, you know, in life, we've had to wear this mask. We've had to, you know, dim to fit in, you know, be this particular person to please. So we've lost who we truly are. And that's why many of us are out of alignment at the minute. We're not in a place of abundance because we haven't been, you know, really. For anybody that's working on purpose or wants to know what their purpose is, connect with your true self. Connect with the inner child and what the inner child loved to do as a child. And there you will find what you're meant to be doing. And unapologetically be you. All right, so we're at 36 minutes. Okay, so let's ask for 3 cards because these are lovely action cards for me, please, for us, for everybody watching and listening. 3 action cards. There's 1, 2, and we'll take the card at the bottom. Give thanks. In your imagination, kiss each of your favorite people in turn and thank them for being in your life. Then do the same with an open heart to each of the people who cause you difficulty. Love that. So gratitude, you know, gratitude. Funny, I was watching a movie last night with the kids. It was a true story, but it was quite a tearjerker. And at the end, the guy said, if you do one thing, just phone somebody up and tell them you love them. And it was really beautiful. It's so simple. If you haven't told that person that you love them and how you feel, lift the phone, text them, you know, just tell them now. Do you know? Give thanks for what you've got, those people around you, but also for the ones that help you grow, that are your mirrors, that are your triggers. They are your greatest gifts, you know, really powerful. And then we have indulge. Buy yourself a treat each week, even if it's very modest. Enjoy it as though it were the greatest gift you have ever received. The universe will then provide many more gifts for you to enjoy. I love that. So, you know, go buy yourself flowers, buy yourself the chocolates, buy yourself, my friends, buying a handbag at the minute, buy yourself the handbag. Do you know, give to you so that you can receive more. When the universe sees you given to yourself, more will be given to you. Okay, it's all about you. And then the last card is love. Keep love in your heart. A life without is like a sunless garden when the flowers are dead. The consciousness of loving and being loved brings a warmth and a richness to life that nothing else can bring. And that is by Oscar Wilde. I love that. I'm just going to read it again. Keep love in your heart. A life without it is like a sunless garden when the flowers are dead. The consciousness of loving and being loved brings a warmth and a richness to life that nothing else can bring. It is all about love. And I feel, obviously we're talking about May, and love is connected to the number six, so that's June. So it feels like we're preparing to receive in May. We're clearing the obstacles to allow the abundance and love to come in June. I just want to thank you for listening, thank you for watching, and hopefully that resonates with some of you. If it doesn't, no bother, just, you know, something else may. Wishing you a lovely May, and I will come back and do a lovely meditation and maybe another pick a card reading, as I know many of you love that. Okay, much love. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the Honey Temple so that you're notified when I upload a new episode, and please share it if you feel that this will help others. Have a great day.